tea. Okay, we discussed a little bit about Svek Sveke. The Mishnah Lamelech has the following discussion. We're used to thinking of Sveka Deraisa Lechumre and Sveka Deraisa Lekula. So Mishnah Lamelech says, what do you say about this? Sveka Derabanan Lekula, but a Sveka Derabanan would be Lechumre. So that doesn't make any sense. If a Sveka Deraisa Lechumre, but a Sveka is Lekula, so if a Sveka Derabanan Lekula, Sveka Derabanan, certainly Lekula. So he says, no, he's talking about a Sveka Derabanan, where the two Svekas are leaning in the direction of Lechumre. If you say Svek Sveke Lekula b'deraisa is based on Raif, then you ought to say that Svek Sveke Lechumre by the Rabbanon should also be a Raif. If you mitzarif different legal possibilities, even though you don't know what the probability is, just mitzarif logical possibilities, A or B or C or D, and that's called a Raif, so the same should be true regarding a din the Rabbanon. You should say Svek Sveke Lechumre by the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah Melech interprets Mishnayis and Taris based on this. There are Mishnayis and Yadayim and Mishnayis and Mikvoes. And Yadayim is talking about Tumas HaYadayim, which is an invention with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing that the hands are Tomei and the rest of the body is Tohar. And Stam Yadayim Ashni is saying, the Yad is a Sheni. How can a Yad be a Sheni? It doesn't make any sense. Adam, the Kalim, the four categories of things that are Mekabal Tumah. Adam, the Kalim, Ochel, and Mashkim. Adam, the Kalim, Arana, Mekabal Tumah, if they come in contact with Abi Avois HaTumah or an Av HaTumah. So how can Yadayim be a Shnias? How can it be a Sheni? Well, he came in contact with the Rishon. So whenever the Tumah is transmitted, it goes that way, from Rishon to a Sheni. The Rishon is not Metami Adam at all. So the whole thing is an invention with the Rabbanon. Tumah say Yadayim is an invention of the Rabbanon on two counts. Number one, that on the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist that part of the body is tummy, part of the body is tar. And secondly, how can it be that that the Guf Adam is a Sheni Latumah? It doesn't exist Minatar. So it's a Chumr Midrabbanon, it's a wild Chumr Midrabbanon. So that's why the Mishnayis have a Masechus Yadayim. Whenever you have any Sofik called the Hu in Tumas HaYadayim, you always go to Kula, even if you have a Svek Svek Lachumr. But the Mashmois, the Mishnais give cases where you have a Svek Svek Lechumre, and it says, in Yadayim go Lekula. And you have such a parallel Mishnah in Mikvoes, in the middle of Mikvoes, you have the Dinim Midirabbanon of Gimelug and Maim Shuvim, Pasala Mikveh. So there is a Machlekes to be in the Rabbeinu Tam, in Bava Kamen, in Bava Basra, in different Mesichtas. If a whole Mikveh is Maim Shuvim, is that a Psul Deraisa or a Din Derabbanon? The whole mikveh is maim shuvim. Arubo sha'u, from the 40 saw, 21 saw are maim shuvim. So that's a big machlekes, and in Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlekes, the mechaber and the ramo. Mechaber paskin is that even kulo shov is only the rabbanon. Toldina maim shuvim is always only with the rabbanon, and the ramo paskin is otherwise. That if it's kulo shov, arubo shov, that'll be a psul deraisa. But this everybody agrees. If you have a mikveh that's not yet full. If you already have a mikveh that has 40 saw, and then you add on maim shuvim, that doesn't pass. The maim shuvim will become kuchshar through hashoket. It won't pass the whole mikveh. Some rishonim hold that it will pass the mikveh. Some rishonim write a loshen. Once you have 40 saw, you can add on 1,000 saw, a maim shuvim, and everything will have hashoket. Others disagree. If you have 40 saw of maim ksherim, and then you add 50 saw of Maim Shuvim, so the Roy Vishuvim, so some Shanim hold that will be no good. Mikra Din. If Rubo, now the end of the day, Rubo is Shov. But leave out that case. Let's say you just have a mikveh that doesn't yet have 40 saw, and someone poured in Gimalug in Maim Shuvim, and then a lot of rainwater comes in. So even if now you have 100 saw, maim ksherim, since the mikveh had gimalugim, maim shuvim, before it became mole, before it had the mem saw, so that's a psul midrabbanan, that you have to empty out the whole mikveh till it's all empty, till you have less than gimalugim, so for sure you don't have left gimalugim, maim shuvim, they have to start filling up the mikveh all over again. So that din, that's certainly only a din with the Rabbanan. The gimalugim, maim shuvim, pasal the whole mikveh. If the gimalugim fell in or were placed in the mikveh before the mikveh was molei, then even after it becomes molei, more than memso, maim sherim, the whole mikveh will remain pasal until you empty everything out. That's only a chumrah with the Rabbanan. So therefore, the Mishnah is a hevkulas that sofik shuvim. And even Sveksveka l'chumra. If you have a Sveksveka leaning in the direction, then you should really go l'chumra. So the Mishnah says explicitly that you go l'kulas. And the Mishnah Melech says, yeah, that's exactly what the Mishnah is driving at. Although in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you have a Sveksveka b'derabbanan, you go l'chumra, because Sveksveka mitam roiv. So just like a Sveksveka b'deraisa, if the ABCD leans in the direction of l'hokel, he says Svek Svek Mitam Rov. So Svek Svek be the Rabbanan, if it leads you in the direction of being Machmir, so you also say Svek Svek Mitam Rov. So by Maim Shuvim, by Maim Gimalugim Maim Shuvim, we're not talking about Kula Shov Ruba Shov, Gimalugim Maim Shuvim, by Stam Yadayim, Yadayim are Tumas HaYadayim, it's a Chumrim in the Rabbanan, it's not a normal Dim in the Rabbanan. These are chumras from the Rabbanan Seir. These are exceptions to the rule that you wouldn't apply the rule of Sveik Sveik with the Rabbanan being the chumra. There's a beautiful pshat that the Mishnah Melech has in the Mishnahs. Pshim Mishkop doesn't like it. Okay. Pshim Mishkop has his own fantastic interpretation. Yeah. He has a different pshat. He thinks, you see, he takes off like this. The Gemara raises a question on Purim. We recite a bracha she kiddushanu b'mitzvah b'tzivanu al mikra megillah. How can you say kiddushanu b'mitzvah b'tzivanu? Hashem alakena kiddushanu b'tzivanu to read the Megillah. Megillah is only made the Rabbana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't instruct us to read the Megillah. So the Gemara gives an answer. That the Gemara gives two answers. So the first answer the Gemara gives is that it says lasas mekol adavah she yagid l'chayam nesmo. You have to listen to everything the Chachamim tell you. So the Rambam adopts that position. And he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that when he's going to list off the 613 mitzvahs, he's only going to include mitzvahs deraisa. He's not going to include mitzvahs from the Rabbanan, unlike the Sefer HaLochas Gedolos, which was written in the days of the Gaonim, which is also a Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he counts mitzvahs from the Rabbanan as well. So the Rambam says you shouldn't really count mitzvahs Rabbanan. All mitzvahs from the Rabbanan are binding based on the pasuk lo sasur. The Ramban says, why did the Rambam adopt that position? Even the first position in the Gemara, the all the mitzvahs from the Rabbanan are based on the pasuk lo sasur. The Gemara meant that as an asmachta. The Gemara didn't really mean that that's included in the pasuk. You read the parsha in the Chumash. How does it start off? Kipol mim chadova la mishpat bein dam la dam bedin adim edega la nega. If you won't know what the din is, someone's going to ask a shayla, is there a mitzvah of Chanukah or Purim? The answer is no. What's the shayla? You're asking on the level of deraisa, it doesn't exist. That's not kipole. So when the Torah says, l'sos mekol davar shegid lecha yom v'nesmol, means someone asks a shayla to the Rabbanim, tibei rivus b'sharecha, there's a machlekes on tzitzis, on tefillin, on Shabbos, on kashrus, on taras hamishpach, on dinim deraisa, that you can apply the pasuk, kipole mim chadovah l'mishpat. You go, he has the Bez Nagorol, and everyone has to follow the Pesach. But if you're talking about Dinim Derabbanan, of course it's not included in the Pesach. And the first Mandama who said that all the Dinim Derabbanan are based on Losose, he only meant it as an Asmachta. How does Ramban also? Because the Sugyan Brochus says so beferish. The whole Daf and Brochus, you test on the base, and Chof Amar Aleph, I think. But the Gemara discusses the topic of Kavod Abriyas, to what extent do we allow a person to violate Dina HaTorah based on consideration of Kavod Abriyas. So the Gemara says he can only violate Godel Kavod Abriyas Shaducha Lo Ses HaShev HaTorah. Kavod Abriyas is so important a consideration, you can violate a law in the Torah in order not to cause embarrassment, in order not to cause Kavod Abriyas. Gemara says there is no such din. Kavod Abriyas is not Deicha Naver Derais. And the Gemara says, no, we meant that it's Deicha Derabbanan. So what's the Loisase? Kodol Kavod Abriyas Deicha Loisase. It's Deicha De Loisase of Loisasur. that all dinim the rabbanon asmechinu rabbanon akroda lo sasa. So the Gemara says that all the dinim the rabbanon are based on the sasa is an asmachta. So the Ramban says the first opinion in the Gemara that dinim the rabbanon based on lo sasa only meant that, thank you, only meant that it's an asmachta. It didn't really mean it as a real din deraisa. Bottom line, what's the difference halacha lemaisa between the Rambam and the Ramban? Whether there is lo sasa, there's no lo sasa. They all agree what the dinim are. The dinim are that you have to follow the dinim the rabbanon, and if you have a sveka the rabbanon, you go lekula. That's what the achranim ask on the Rambam. The Ramban ask on the Rambam. If you're going to tell me that every single din the rabbanon is binding on the level of the raisa because of lo sasa, so every sveka the rabbanon should be a sveka the raisa. So why do you say sveka the rabbanon lekula? So the Rambam must agree that the dinim the rabbanon, the chayvus hagav is only with the rabbanon. He doesn't mean to say that is the raisa. So bottom line, what's the difference, halacha lemaisa, between the Rambam and the Ramban? So there's a big difference. The Ramban says, the main difference, halacha lemaisa, it's a matter of life and death. Dafkemin halacha lemaisa, whether Zalka Mamre, who paskins against the psak of the Bez Nagodol, is chayiv misa, what if he paskins against them regarding a din de Rabbanon? So the Ramban, in his Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, La Rambam, quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, where the Rambam quotes the institution of Zalka Mamre, and the Rambam writes explicitly, they have a klal ein oinshim elim kei masirin. You can't give an einish aguf of misa or malchus unless the person violated a law. Masirin. Masirim, usually the teachers in school say we're not going to punish you unless we're going to warn you, so warning you in advance. Ein oinshim elim kei masirin. So that's not really accurate. That you need hasra is a different din. But this statement, ein oinshim elim kei masirin, doesn't mean that. Hasra is a different din. Masir means you only get an oinish aguf of malchus and misa if you violated asharas lav, if you violated loisese shabbatur. So where is there a loisese for the zalka mamre, that the zalka mamre gets the death penalty? What loisese did he violate? So the Gemara says he violated lasasa mitama kolodov shiagid lachayom and esmol. He violated that lav. So there'll be a major machlekes halacha lemaisa between the Rambam and the Ramban. Does lo sasa really apply to dinim de rabbanon also, or only to dinim de raisa? So the Rambam says it applies to dinim de rabbanon as well. If the Bez Nagodol paskins that chometz an hour before chatzos on erev Pesach is also b'hanoa mide rabbanon, and if a man is mekadosh an isha with isuri hanoa mide rabbanon shizeni mikudeshes, so melech shall have an affair with someone else, she won't be chayiv misa because sheini mikudeshes. Mor says that Zalka Mamre is only chayv misa if he argues with the Bez Nagodol on an issue which can lead to kores. So how can chometz erev Pesach b'shor shishis, the hour before chatzos, how can that lead to kores? So the Gemara, Rama quotes the Gemara. The Gemara on the end of Sanhedrin says, "Midirabbanu the chometz is also hour before." So if a man is mekadosh b'tzuah, I know the rabbanu the kedusha and natchal. And then Mela, the woman is not an Eishas Ish. If she has an affair with someone else, she won't be Chayiv Misa. If the Zalka Mamre is going to argue with the Bez Nagodol, he says, you have no right to make a Gzera D'Rabbanan. Every other person wears a watch, and whoever doesn't wear a watch looks at the clock, and everybody knows what time it is, and there's no need to make a Gzera D'Rabbanan an hour before Chatzos. It's a foolish Gzera. So the Rambam writes explicitly, if the Zalka Mamre will paskin against the Bez Nagodol regarding a din de rabbanon, the chometz erev Pesach an hour before chatzos is also b'hanon. He'll paskin muta b'hanon. So the Rambam says he'll get the death penalty because he's a zalka mamre. And the Ramban argues in the Sefer HaMitzvos, how can it be? The lav lo sasa only goes on dinim deraisa. The Chumash says, ki yipalim imcha dova la mishpa bein dam ledan. If you won't know what the din is, someone will ask, what's the din chometz erev Pesach before chatzos? Everybody knows what the din is. It's muta. There's no room for any machlekes. On the level of the Rabbanon, there's machlekes, but on the level of the Raisa, there's no Shaila. It's not Kippal Minchador. So that's the Nafkemina Halacha L'maisa between the Rambam and the Ramban. Whether Loisosa really applies to Dina of the Rabbanon or not, Nafkemina Ladina is, which the Ramban himself points out, that the Rambam writes explicitly that there will be an Oinish Misa of the Zak Mamre Paskins against the Bez Nagodol regarding a din de Rabbanon, and the Ramban holds that it cannot be. But this they all agree, that Sveka de Rabbanon lekula. So the Ramban threw up this kasha against our. You're going to tell me that every din de Rabbanon is binding on the level of the Raisa because of Loisosur. So why? How can you ever say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula? Every Sveika de Rabbanon becomes a Sveika de Raisa. So the Ramban gives a suggestion and he doesn't like it. And the Megillah Esther says that's the answer. The Ramban says, unless you're going to say that when the Chachamim instituted all of the dinim de Rabbanon, they said Chometz b'sho shishis on Erev Pesach, an hour before Chatzos is also b'hano. Chometz b'sho chamishis is even also b'achilo. Muta b'hano, but also b'achilo. So when they institute all the dinim de Rabbanon, they made a clause that it's only also b'makom vaday any sofe kach tikno chacham, kach isno chachamim. They didn't want the dinim de Rabbanon to be as on the same level of chumra as the dinim deraisa. So the Ramban thinks that that doesn't make any sense. And the Megillah says, the Hobbes writes to defend the Rambam, thinks that that's the correct answer. So others say a different answer, that that's not the right answer. We usually assume differently. We usually assume, how did we understand the Rambam's opinion, that Sveika deraisa luchumra itself is only made the Rabban? We said the Mesillas Hashem gave a mashal. Mesillas Hashem is explaining why one should be machmer b'makom sofek. So he said, if a person has a sofek whether there's any poison in the cup of coffee, would he drink the coffee? Sofek sakon, of course he wouldn't. So if a person has a sofek whether the food is treif, he should view treif of food as if it's poison for the neshama. He visualizes literally, he takes it literally, all Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Cheftza. Yisuri Cheftza means has a negative influence on your neshama. So just like if you're going to eat something that could possibly be poison to your goof, to cause you to get sick, you certainly would be careful not to eat it, any suffix, although you wouldn't want to eat it. So a suffix iser also, he visualizes like an iser chefta, literally, and of course suffix deraisa luchum remi deraisa. That's how the Mesillas Hashem views it. But the Rambam holds that suffix deraisa luchum itself is only a dim in the Rabbana. So the Rambam obviously doesn't think like that. It's not considered that it's mamish poison to the soul. So he mentioned that this is a famous machlekes in Rishonim, but all the Isuri Torah are Isuri Gavra, are Isuri Cheftza. The Gemara in the first daf in the Dorim, the first piece of Gemara in the Dorim, draws a contrast between neder as opposed to shvua. That if a person takes a neder, I take a neder, the potato chips are rosa b'achila on me, the cookies are rosa b'achila on me. So the Gemara says that neder is an isa chefza. The cookies and the potato chips become a chaticha di isura, as far as I'm concerned. Hasheni ken shvua, person says, Hareni nishba, I will not eat the cookies, I will not eat potato chips. The shvua is an isa gavra. What's the difference whether it's an isa chefza, an isa gavra, just a bunch of words? So there are many differences, many, many differences. Halacha lemaisa. So one of the many differences that's relevant, that leads to this issue, whether Yisuri Torah, Yisuri Gavra, Yisuri Cheftza, is the Ran in the Dorm. The Ran in the Dorm took over the whole Masechta. When you learn the Dorm, you don't have to read the Gemara, you don't have to read the Rashi. Rashi is not by Rashi, and the Tosfos is also funny over there. You just read the Ran. The Ran quotes what it says in the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Rashi, and the Tosfos, and the Rambam, and the Ramban. He reads, he quotes everything, all the Gisos. He just read the Ran. He took over the whole Masechta. So the Ran has on the Dorm the following passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. What's a din? Is there usually a rule, ein isa chalalis. If something is already zasar, another isa is going to be chal on top. So since it already is zasar, ein isa chalalis. But there are exceptions to the rule. So the Rishalmi says, if you took first an isa shvua, not to eat the potato chips, then you took an isa neder, the neder is chal on top of the shvua, because it adds an added dimension that wasn't there previously. When you had the isa shvua, all you had was an isa gavra. And then when you add an Isa Ned there, so the Ned adds on a dimension of an Isa Chefze that wasn't there previously. So that's like Isa Chalal Heta, because the Chefze really was Mutta before. So there's room for the Isa Chefze to be Chal. Ned there is Chal on top of Shvua. But the reverse, a Shvua cannot be Chal on top of a Ned there, because a Ned has even an Isa Chefze. When you say a Ned has an Isa Chefze, the Ran says, don't make a mistake and think that it only has an Isa Chefze. An Isa is certainly an Isa Gavra. Well, these are my Isuri Gavra. What the chazer is also. What do you mean the chazer is also? It's also for me to eat the chazer. Of course there's an Issa Gavra. When you say Neder has an Issa Chefta, means in addition to the Issa Gavra, it also has an Issa Chefta. So if you first took a Neder, asering the potato chips b'achila, then you take a Shavua on top of it, the Shavua doesn't add anything. Doesn't add any added dimension that wasn't there previously. The Neder already contained an Issa Chefta with an Issa Gavra, and the Shavua that you want to be chal on top of the Neder is not adding any new dimension. They already had an Issa Gavra before. So the Mechaber quotes in Yerideya, this run, that a Neder is chal on top of a Shavua, Shavua is not chal on top of a Neder, with the explanation of the run, that a Neder is an Issa Chefta in addition to Issa Gavra, and Shavua is only Issa Gavra. So Neder on top of a Shavua has an added dimension. So what would the din be if a person takes a Neder not to eat Macholos Asuras?
Sorry to interrupt.
Please, okay.
Maybe just a quick question.
Yes.
If the Rambam says that something there is only Derabanan, right? Something there is only Derabanan, but he holds that Derabanans are like Derarisos based off like the Rambam's attacks on it, right?
Right.
Isn't that the same thing as saying that something there is only Derarisos?
If the Rambam holds that one,
the Rambam itself is a deraisa according to the Rambam. So isn't a subject deraisa the Chumra really deraisa?
The Rambam has to hold that din of the Rabbanan are the Rabbanan. Nobody holds that din of the Rabbanan are the deraisa.
Maybe do it after hours. We could pull this thing out. Okay. We'll come back. Sorry for the
interruption. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. So the Mechaber quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo. And the Rashbo quotes this machloikis. If a person takes a neder as a piece of chazer, and he says, I take a neder that the chazer should be also b'achilo alai. So if he takes a shvu on top of a nisa chazer, it's a nisa chal alisa, because the chazer already had a nisa gavra from before. The shvu doesn't add any added dimension. But if he takes a neder on top of a shvua, it is chal, because the shvua is only nisa gavra. What if he takes a neder on top of basa b'cholam, on top of macholos asuras? Should be assumed that all isurei Torah are isurei cheftza. So the neder on top of the isa cheftza is not adding any new dimension. Or should I say no? All isurei Torah are only isurei gavra like a shvua. That's the shaila when the gemara. The first piece of Gemara in the Dharma, the Gemara draws a contrast between Neder and Shvua. Neder is an Issa Chefta and Shvua is an Issa Gavra. They leave you hanging. What about everything else? So here for the Rishonim hold, Neder is an Issa Chefta because Neder, the Ika Neder is Behatvosa. The Ika Neder is, the person says, the potato should be Osir Alai like Hegdish. Hegdish, everybody agrees it's an Issa Chefta. That's Lukhala days. That's the Ritvosa is like that. Hegdish for sure is an Issa Chefta. So when the Gemara says Neder is an Issa Chefta, Neder alone is an Issa Chefta, because the Ika Neder is, this should be also a lie like Hegdish, and Hegdish is an Issa Chefta. So Neder alone, but all Issa Ritura are just Issa Rigam. And the other Rishonim disagree. They say no, that the exception to the rule is Shvua. That's the Issa Al Nafsho. Shvua is only an Issa Gav, and all Issa Ritura are really Issa Rechefta, and nothing unique about Hegdish. That's the big Machlegis Rishonim. So when the Ramban asked this kasha on the Rambam, how can the Rambam hold that Zveka the Rabbanon Lakula if every din the Rabbanon becomes a din the Raisa? So the truth of matter that Achrayim said, but according to the Rambam, even Zveka the Raisa Lachum is only with the Rabbanon. So the whole din Zveka the Raisa Lachum is only with the Rabbanon. So you can say they never instituted it underneath the Rabbanon. The kasha kusha may correlate. You don't even have to say that kachisnu chachomim, they were mochel on their covet. You don't even have to say like that. But what they usually say is the following. I think the Minchas Chinuch has like this. That what the Rambam meant to say, that all, when the Rambam understood in the Gemara, that all Isurim de Rabbanon are binding because of the din of Lois Osur, I mean, you're not allowed to disregard what the Chachamim say. The Chachamim say you're not allowed to eat chicken that's cooked in milk, and I couldn't care less what they have to say. So then, You're just rejecting the authority of the Chachamim. But if you accept the authority, have a shaila whether something is basarayt b'chol avanat. You have a suffix derabbanan. So you're not really demonstrating flippantly that you're rejecting the authority of the Chachamim. Just like the Rambam holds on the level of the Raisa, the Sveka de Raisa Luchumi itself is only with the Rabbanan. It's not like poison. The Rambam doesn't agree with the Moshul of the Mesillas of Shorim that it's an Issa Cheft in the sense that it's poison to the soul. So whenever there's any suffix, you have to stay away from the poison. No, he holds that it's not so. The Torah only spoke about Bada, the Torah never spoke about suffix. It is a new word. Sveka de Rabbanan Lekula, because the din of La Sosa means you're not allowed to disregard the authority. The Rama has all this in Hilchas Mamrim. In Hilchas Mamrim, he has a section about Kibbut Aviyim and about Ben Sora Mora, the one who violates Kibbut Aviyim. Then he talks about the authority of the Bez Nagodol and about the Zaka Mamre, the Chacham who passes against the Bez Nagodol. So we have to always keep in mind the authority of the Rabbanim. So if a person is going to just disregard, I don't care what the Chachamim tell me. So then he's in violation of Lo Sasa. But to say that any time that the Suffolk, whether something is Anisa de Rabbanan, a Suffolk de Rabbanan, you have a right to go Lekula. By your going Lekula, you're not demonstrating that you disregard the authority of the Chachamim. That's like the Rama holds on the level of the Raisa.
Who says this?
The Minchas Chinuch has this, more or less. Minchas Chinuch has this. Minchas Chinuch comes to answer a different kasha. Comes to answer the kasha. There's a short list of people who are punished with Misa B'dei Shamayim. There's a Mishnah has a list of all of Chai B'krisis. Shlosha Mishesh Krisis Hamuris Batar Adopini Mishnah Krisis. There are 36 Averis for which the punishment is Kares. Then there's a Tosefta that has a shorter list. The Tosefta is quoted in Sanhedrin, Tosefta increases, and it's quoted in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel, Daf Pei Dalet. Eilu Shebimisa, the following Averis have a punishment of Misa B'dei Shemayim, very short list, less than 10. There aren't so many. So one of those who is Misa B'dei Shemayim is Oivra Al Divrei Novi. So the Men Haschina has bothered with the Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. So anyone who talks Lashon Hara, anybody who wakes up late one day and he misses Man Kriya Shema, is Oivra Al Divrei Novi, so he's Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. So why is it such a short list of Eilu Shebimisa? Anyone who violates any Yisa Deraisa, is Oivra Al Divrei Novi. So the answer is, Nova Moshe Rabbeinu was a great Novi, Adon Anavim. So Bishvul Shani Zoche Hipsadati, because Moshe Rabbeinu is a greater Novi than the others, that's why what he says is not Oivra Al Divrei Novi. Why not? So the Menhas Chinuch says, the Pashtus is that there is no such din Oival Divrei Novi as Misa B'dei Shamayim. The din is Hamavater Al Divrei Novi. That's how the Mishnah words it. Hamavater Al Divrei Novi. Novi tells me I should drink a cup of tea now. I say, go fly a kite. I'm going to listen to what my doctor tells me. I couldn't care less what you have to say. So if I totally disregard what the Novi said, that's Hamavater. I'm not going to listen to anything. You're not my boss. I don't have to listen to anything you say. I'm about to tell the Novi is Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if the Novi tells me don't eat the potato chips, and I say, but they're so delicious, I didn't say the Novi has no authority. I know I'm supposed to listen to the Novi, but they're so delicious. So my Yetzara took hold of me, and I violate the Aver. So that's Oival Divrei Novi. That's not called Mevater Al Divrei Novi. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. Maybe the love is only Mevater Al Divrei Novi, not Oival Divrei Novi. Problem is that the Rambam doesn't seem to say so. The Rambam, Rashi on the Mishnah, is the end of Sanhedrin, the Petes. So Rashi writes like that. Mevater Al Divrei Novi. He doesn't care less what the Novi has to say. So that's what we usually say, that Sveka de Rabbanan Lekula, because even Naniach, that the Rambam understood Kipshuto, that there is a din of Leisasur and all the dinim de Rabbanan, but the Leisasur means I'm going to violate the din de Rabbanan out of my conviction that the rabbis have no authority whatsoever. I couldn't care less what they say. I don't have to listen to them. But if I know I'm supposed to listen to them, but I just can't control myself, I don't have self-control, and I want to eat this Besarai Pecholov because it's so tasty. So that's not really included in Lasasa Makola Dabashi Agidlochayam in Ishmael. So that's the svar that many Achrayim said. They don't say the svar that the Ramban said, unless he said Kach Hisnu Melachatrila. Every time the Chachamim introduce a Nisa the Rabbanon, they said, but we're not introducing it in Mokam Sofek. We're only introducing it in Mokam Vandai. Kach Nisnu Melachatrila. That's what the Ramban says, unless you say like that, and he doesn't like that answer. Gilas Esther said that's the correct answer on the Ramban. So the Pashta says that that's not the correct answer on the Rambam. The correct answer is either that the Rambam Mishitasa holds that Sveka Deraisa Luchomer is only with the Rabbanon. So what's the whole problem? So they only introduced it on their Deraisas. They never introduced it on Dinam the Rabbanon. Or this Svara, that the violation of Loisasu or all Dinam the Rabbanon are binding based on the Pasuk Loisasa. Loisasa means if you'll totally ignore the authority of the Chachamim. So that'll be a violation of Laisasa. But if the person has a suffix the Rabbanon, he accepts what the Rabbanon say. If it'll be a Vadai case, he'll be careful not to violate it. In a suffix case, he can't really say that he's Mevater, like Mevater al Divrei Navi. Mevater al Divrei Chachamim, he's not rejecting everything the Chacham say. It's a Mokma suffix. So the Kihai Gavna was not, one is not in violation. So that's where Rabbi Shimon Shkab had this whole fantastic philosophical explanation. Why is Svek Sveka B'Deraisa L'Kulam? So he says, Sveka D'Raisa L'Chumr itself is a Psan Isser, a separate Isser. And it really ought to be a Pasuk somewhere. He doesn't know what the Pasuk is. That's what we filled in. We filled in the Misa Pasuk from the Sefer Haredim. Sefer Haredim was the late period of the Rishonim, the early Achrayim, the time of the Beis Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. So the Sefer Haredim says, the Pasuk that says, Ovacharta Vachayim, that Pasuk teaches us that Sveka Deraisa L'Chumra. Really, Mitam Chazir, Sofik Chazir would be Mutta. Mitam Shabbos, Sofik Shabbos would be Mutta. Mitam Basa B'Cholav, Sofik Basa B'Cholav would be Mutta. But the Torah says, if you follow the mitzvah satoris aklolo, if you violate averus, then it says v'acharta v'chayim. So what is that, a pep talk? V'acharta v'chayim. So the Sefer Haredim thinks no, v'acharta v'chayim means whenever you have a suffix deraisa, you should go l'chumra. And you need a separate pasuk because it's not included in the original prohibition not to eat chaza. This is not chaza. Everything in the world is mutar unless you can ascertain that it's asar. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. We don't assume everything in our world is usr until you prove that it's mutar. Everything is assumed to be kosher as you establish that it's usr. So if something is a sveka deraisa, it should really be mutar min haTorah. But even if you hold sveka deraisa luchumer min deraisa, not like that Rama, even if you hold sveka deraisa luchumer min deraisa, it's a new din, it's a new pasuk. That's how the Sefer Haredim says, avacharta v'chayim. So then if you have a Svek Sveka, you don't have an Isa Chelev, you don't have an Isa Dam. You have a Mitzvah V'Charta V'Chaim, and now you have a Sofik, whether you apply, whether this Mitzvah V'Charta V'Chaim applies in your situation or not. So then you're not really in violation of V'Charta V'Chaim. If you have a Svek Sveka, there's no din. That's what Rab Shimon wants to say. There's no din of a, the new Isa doesn't apply over here. Going to the way he says, he doesn't accept this explanation. Svek Svekim Itam Rov. Shachan Yerviday does accept it. Shachan Yerviday, Sim Kuf Yud. Quotes the Chuvas Arashbo, that Svek Svekim Itam Rov. So of course he cannot accept the Mishlam Melech, that Svek Sveka L'Chumre, by Dinim the Rabbanon, except for Yadayim and Maim Shuv. He doesn't accept that. He thinks that Svek Sveka can only be used L'Kula, can't be L'Chumre. No, look, Shimon has his own... Shimon lived in a world of his own. So that was the one topic we left out. That Svek Svek L'Chumre B'Derabbanon. Svek Svek L'Chumre B'Derabbanon. That was another topic we left out. The Shach wrote a whole sefer that's called Tokfa Koyin. The Shach was a Koyin. That's why the name of his sefer is Sipsei Koyin. The Sma was also a Koyin. So that's why Choshimishpah is called Toras Kohanim. On the first page, they say Choshimishpah is called Toras Kohanim because you have the Mechaber in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, and you have on the one side the Sma, on the other side you have the Shach, so they're both written by Kohanim. So the Shach wrote this whole Sefer Tokfu Kohen, that's on the Sugya in Bob Mitzi, on Dav Zayin, about Tokfu Kohen, Bob Dav Zayin, Tokfu Kohen. Tokfu Kohen talks about Sofek Momen. How do you deal with the case of Sofek Momen? How do you deal with the case Svexmaker? All kinds of combinations. So the Shach, in the Sefer Tokfu Kohen, quotes the Tosis here on Daf Tes on the days. The Gemara quotes two members of Amoraim. One Amora says, the husband comes to Bezna Thursday morning, he just got married on Wednesday afternoon. So then this is Liam Ravi, comes to Bezna Thursday morning, and he says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. So one topic that we discussed on Pesach and Aleph, on the top of Rav Lazar, if he says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, the Shavi Anafshe Chatiche Yisura, sometimes should be Asura al Baila. In a normal case, you'll have a Svek Sveke. Shema Eina Tachtov and Shema Ba'oinus. So if you have a Svek Sveke, so there's no Shavi Anafshe. But if he's a Koyin and it doesn't help, Sofik Ba'oinus, even if Nenzer should be Asura al Baila, there is only one Sofik, whether Tachtov or Eina Tachtov. Or if she was Niskacha Pchusim Bashal Shonim Emechod, so it couldn't be that it's Eina Tachtov, it would have been Psuldeh Chosrim. The only Sofik is by the Ba'inus of Berotzen. So whenever it's Chatz Veka, then it shall be Asura al-Bailo. So that was the one member of Rav Loza. That if the Baal is Neman, Baal comes to Bezin right away, he's Neman to say Pesach Posuch Matzasi. If a Oistra Olov, Midin Shavi Anapshi, Chaticha Di Yisur, according to what he says, there's a Sofik Yisur. There's a Sofik Yisur, yeah. Then the Gemara quotes the next mandama has a different word, that the husband comes to Bezna Thursday morning. That's the top line on Yudam and Alf, Amar Am Nachman Am Shmuel, that if the Baal says Pesach Pesach Matzasi, his name is Hapsidu Ksubosa. Doesn't necessarily mean they disagree with each other, Tosis says. In the Babli, it's not Muchach at all. Could be that they both agree with each other. One says his name on the Oisrola me din shabi anapshe chaticha di surah. The other Amora says that his name is lafsiduk zibasa. So Tosis points out that at one point in the Gemara it would appear that even if you have a svek sveka to be mata the isha la baila, she's not a surah al baila. The husband the shaila nigmar, whether the husband would be neman lahafsidok subasa. What's a din? If a couple is married and then they fall out of love, they got married because they fell in love, then after the married couple years, they're bored of each other, they get divorced. It's not his fault, it's not her fault. So does he have to pick Suba or not? So the rule in the Mishnah is, whenever the husband divorces the wife, he has to pick Suba, unless he can ascertain that it's her fault. Yeah. What do you mean it's her fault? So let's say, Zinsa Tachtov. Zinsa Tachtov, so they had to get divorced. Okay. Or let's say she doesn't want to go to mikveh. So she makes it, so there's no marriage. So she makes it impossible to live with her. So whenever it's clearly her fault, or the Mishnais have on Kuf Yud Amid Beis, the husband, they're married for so many years, the husband decides he becomes a big Zionist, he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. And the wife says, what are you, crazy? All the children, all the grandchildren, all of her relatives, everybody lives in America. She doesn't want to move to Eretz Yisrael. He says, no, he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. And if you don't come with me, I'm going to give you a get. So the Mishnah says, whichever spouse says they want to move to Eretz Yisrael, whether the husband or the wife, so that spouse has the correct taina, and the one who doesn't want to go is considered obstinate, one who's ruining the marriage. So if the husband wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and the wife doesn't want to go along, we consider it as if the wife ruined the marriage. So she loses the ksub in such a case. So the normal rule is that any time a husband divorces his wife, he pays a ksub. It doesn't have to be that it's his fault that they're getting divorced. Nobody's fault. whenever they get divorced, he has to pay ksuba. Unless he can ascertain that it's her fault, then she loses the ksuba. So let's say if the woman is mezana tachas bailo, so she loses the ksuba. Why does she lose the ksuba? Because she's asura bailo. What if you have a svek sveka, whether the woman is asura bailo or not? So a svek sveka, the woman is muteris le bailo. So if the woman is muteris le bailo, nonetheless the husband decides he wants to divorce her. Why did he decide to divorce her? He didn't have to. Svek sveka is mutter in the Yisr. Svek sveka is mutter. So she's not asura bailo. She didn't do anything that asas le bailo. It's a svek sveka. Whether she is mizana tachas baila rotsanana. So in such a case, the Shach claims that that's all Tosa said. The only reason why the woman loses the ksuba if she's mizana is because she made it impossible to live with the husband. She ruined the marriage. But if by her being mizana, there's a svek svek whether she was mizana, and because of the svek svek, we say she's muteris labaila. Once she's muteris labaila, we say she didn't do anything to ruin the marriage. It's still mutter to remain married with her. So Tosa says in such a case, if the husband will divorce her, he has to pay her the ksuba. It's not that Tosa said that svek svek is good to be moitzi mamon. In kol ha-Torah kula. No, svek svek over here, by asering isha labaila, svek svek is mutter, good to be moitzi mamon. Because the svek svek says that the woman is muteris labaila. Woman is mataris labaila, so she didn't do anything to asra baila. Let's say the husband says, the husband is paranoid. I'm sugar. And he says, altistri with your father. The father always comes over to see the baby. Then the father and the husband is paranoid, crazy, mishugana. He says, I don't want you to let your father into the house. I think you're having an affair with your father. So she says, you're crazy. I'm going to let my father into the house. She doesn't have to listen to him. He's a mishugana. There's no way to yichud with her father. There's no issa yichud, a mother with her son and a father with her daughter. There's no issa yichud. But if she's going to let the father into the house, she'll become asur al bailo. If there's going to be kinyan stira, even if the husband is a meshugana, but still that'll be kinyan stira, she'll become asur al bailo. So bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam, the woman doesn't have to listen to the husband. The husband says, don't let your father into the house. So let her not listen to him. The laws of the Torah, there's no issa yichud with the father. She says, my husband is paranoid, he's a meshugana. She doesn't have to listen. If there'll be kini astir, she'll become asura bailo. It's an easy solution. They'll go to the Beis HaMikdash, she'll drink the Maim HaMarim, and nothing will happen. That's all. So she didn't make it impossible to live with her husband. Bizman she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayom. So the Gemara says on the first daf in Soita, that Beis HaMikdash, that bizman hazeh laleima inish itse, a husband should not tell his wife altistri mishploini. Because the wife may not listen to him. She may say, you're crazy, you're paranoid, you're mishugana, and it's baila ba'ir, and there's no issa yichud, so I'm not going to listen to you. Everything is behet tagoma. And then there'll be kini yastira, and then she'll become asura baila bizman hazeh. There's no maim ha'morim to be baidik. So then, if she'll violate the husband's instructions, and let the person in, even though Allah pidin, there's no issa yichud if it's baila ba'ir, but then she just ruined the marriage. Because Bizman Hazed is no Maim HaMarim, and if the Kinas Tir, she becomes Asur al Bailo. So the Shach interpreted in Taisvis, the Taisvis says the only time the woman loses the Ksuba is if she ruins the marriage, because she violates, she doesn't listen to the husband, Al Tistri Mish Ploini, she lets the Ploini come into the house. Or if the woman, because of her activity, becomes asura bailo. She was insa tachas bailo. So then she asked herself on the husband. She ruined the marriage. But if she didn't ruin the marriage, then she doesn't lose the ksuba. But the poshup shat in Tosis is not so. Poshup shat in Tosis is that they're saying, whenever you have a svek sveka, poshup shat in Tosis is, let's say the wife did not ruin the marriage. The wife walks around in her nightgown in the street. She's allowed to remain married with the husband. But the husband said, that's a pretzis. Well, she's walking around half undressed in the street in public. The Mishnah has, the woman walks around in the street with her hair uncovered. with the Aaron covered. So that's grounds for divorce. She didn't ask her a bailah. The husband can remain with her, but he doesn't want to. When he married her, it was self-understood. They're going to have a normal marriage, the way everybody else in the community marries. And she's going to dress the way all the normal women dress. Bismana tanoi. So the woman loses the ksuba in that case, not because she ruined the marriage. If the husband wants it, he can remain married with her. Because she did an act of priestess. So what if the woman did such shtick that there's a svek sveke, whether she's asura al baila or not? So true mitam svek sveke, she's materis la baila, but there's still a shayla. Maybe she did an act of priestess that should be mafsid her the ksuba. So the simple reading in Tosfos is that Tosfos says because there's a svek sveke, the woman could be moitzi the ksuba from the husband. Svek sveke is good to be moitzi ksuba, not because svek sveke she's materis lebailo, and once she's materis lebailo, so there's no reason she should lose the ksuba. In the simple reading of Tosfos, it doesn't sound like that. So that's where Shimon Shkop quotes this shach in the Sefer Tokfa Kain. And he says, he begs to disagree. He said, the simple reading of Tosfos, there's a famous Tosfos. The Shmaitzer quotes, the Achronim said, based on this Tosfos, it says, you're Moitzi Mammon based on a Svek Sveke. It's a Pella, how can it be? You're not Moitzi Mammon based on a Roiv. There's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, where the Holcha B'Mammon Achar HaRoiv. So we paskin that ain't Holcha B'Mammon Achar HaRoiv. No, the Shev Shmaitzer quotes Achrayim, who point out this Tosfos, that the Tosfos on Tesam and Beis as Beferish, you can be Moitzi Mammon based on a Svek Sveka.
Which Achrayim?
Marit Zahalon or somebody, I don't know, one of the Svarish Achrayim, I don't know. And that's the simple pshat in Tosfos, is like that. Tosfos sounds like that's what they said. So the Shach reinterpreted the Tosfos. Reb Shimon Shkop says, with all due respect, that's not really pshat in Tosfos. That's it. It's a difficult Tosfos. It's a difficult Tosfos. How can you say that you might see mom and based on svek sveke? Lo yehei alo svek sveke shadi mitam roiv. Well, we pass on halacha. You're not might see mom and based on a roiv. And ochem a mom and acharev. That's machlokes in Bava Basra. Between Bava Kama, Bava Basra, and Ksubis, the second pair. Whether ochem a mom and acharev haroiv. Ain't ochem a mom and acharev haroiv. So we pass, can you not moitzi mammon based on a raif? So why should svek sveka be good? So that's a peladika tesis, a famous shvera tesis.
Why can't we just say that it's just in this case it's different? That's it. What we tried to say before, that just here we're using svek sveka because it's not really anything else, but in general svek sveka we can't use.
That's what the Shach interprets in the tesis. Reb Shimon Shkop points out that it doesn't really fit into the words of tesis. Tesis doesn't seem like they said like that. So that's a famous problem. If Svek Sveka is not mitam roif, so how does it work? So the traditional pshat, how come Sveka deraisa lechumre? How come Svek Sveka deraisa is lekula? So one pshat was, if one adopts the position of the Rambam, the Pashtus is, we don't hold like the Rambam. One would adopt the position of the Rambam, that Sveka deraisa lechumre itself is only midirabanan. So now if you have a case of a svek sveke, what you have in effect is a suffik derabanan, lakulam. You have a suffik, is there an isa derabanan? Because if there is a suffik deraisa, that's also midirabanan. So you have a suffik whether there is a suffik deraisa. So that's a sveke derabanan, lakulam. So if you say like that, so that doesn't make sense to be moitzi mammon based on a svek sveke. Svek sveke is only a swara to say that it's sveke derabanan, lakulam. He said, there's no logic to be moitzi mammon based on a svek sveke. So the Tosfos is assuming that you can't be moitzi mammon based on a svek sveke. The pashtus is they're assuming svek sveke is something like roiv, or better than roiv. Mitam roiv and odiv mi roiv. What does that mean, odiv mi roiv? So we're not sure. That's the loshon hashbon, the tshuva. Svek sveke mitam roiv, or odiv mi roiv. Very shver. What does it mean? What does it mean, odiv mi roiv? Yeah, we know what the Rashba tells you, what's his mocha, where does he get svek sveke, odiv mi roiv? Later in the first parak, the Gemara says, let's say a woman is Nensa, and she doesn't know who is Ma'anasar, whether a Jew or a Goy. She was then said by Goy, so she's Asura Lekuhuna, not allowed to marry a Koy. So the Gemara says, if there's a Mishnah later, there was a young girl went to draw water by the Mayan, and she was then, and she doesn't know who was Ma'anasa with. She knows it was a man. She doesn't know whether it's a Jew or a Goy. So the Gemara says, it's a suffix whether Nens Asura Lekuhuna or not, even though she's Becheska's head there, until that day she was never Nensa, so still you go to Chumra. Right, but she's Becheska said that why should go to Chumra? So my loss of Biyuchsin, so Chumra Midirabonim. Then the Gemara says, what if a rave of the people in the city who could possibly have been Ma'ansar, the rave of the people in the city are Jewish? So the rave is Lahakil. So even we're still Mahmi, even though the rave is Lahakil, we're still Mahmi. So the Gemara has, what if you have a Sfek Sveka though? So if you have a Sfek Sveka, then the Gemara says that by Mamzeris, we'll have to learn the Gemaras. The Gemara says by Mamzeris, we would be Makel in a Mokum Sfek Sveka, even though a Rav, we wouldn't be Makel. A Rav Lahakel in a Mamzer, we would be Machmir, my loss of Yuchsin, and by Mamzeris, by a Sfek Sveka, we would be Makel. So the Rashba quotes those Gemaras. Those Gemaras are talking about Dinim Derabbanim. So he proves from the Dinim Derabbanim must be the Dinim Derabbanim that patterned after Dinim Deraisa. So the fact that we're more Makel on the Milo Asabi Yuchsin, on the Chumris from the Derabbanim, we're more Makel in a Sveik Sveika than we are in a plain Raif, shows that Sveik Sveika is Mitam Raif, Yodif Mi Raif, is better than Raif. So that's the question, why is it Takaso? We don't fully understand. Okay. So that's an Asik. This is a problematic Tosis. The Tosis tests on the base. But the simple reading of the Tosis is that Sfek Sfek is good to be Moitzi Momen. It's a problematic Tosis. It's a famous problematic Tosis. Okay. Shai? Mari ben Leiv, that's the one problem that the Shev Shmaitzer quotes. Mari ben Leiv.
Rabbi, doesn't the Gras say by Pshib Bailin, doesn't he explain the Rambam like that? That it's a Sveik Sveika the Motzi Mammon? That Pshib Bailin by Shalom, I think? By Shalom Rapinam? If he's Pshaya?
Safik Balavimo?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Safik Balavimo. So the Rambam says if it's poshe, then you chayiv, and if it's not poshe, then you potter.
And the girl says sveik sveik l'machmir?
Could be. Others give the different shot than that Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is l'shitosai. Not that it's a sveik of the dina where we paskin bala v'potters by pshia. The Torah Svada we paskin. Pshia b'bailam is potter. It's not a Sveik HaDedina. Bir Agro sounds like all that Sveik HaDedina. So the Magen Mishnah says, no, it's just the Rambam Mishitosei, that Poshe Mitam Masik. So Bolavimai, by Poshea, is a poiter. So if you have a Sofik Bolavima, it's Beches Kaschiyav, and it's a Sofik poiter. Whenever there's a Sofik, if there's a poiter, then it's Beches Kaschiyav, so then Yechai. Hashemi came Bolavima by Gnei Ba'Veda V'Yonsin, that there's no Chiyav. Whenever it's Bolavima, there's no Chiyav. That's a questionable beer. Did the Gra really mean that? That it's a Sveik HaDedina? Or the Balavima pata is by Pshia? The Gemara comes to the Maskana. Balavima does pata by Pshia. He says it's a Sveik HaDedina. That's a question. Okay. I just want to start the next Gemara. Adyuna ben Aleph. Maseches Ksubis. Yeah. Maseches Ksubis deals with Nisuin. And Maseches Kiddushin deals with Erisin. There are two parts of the marriage. Erisin is accomplished by Kiddusha Kesef Shtar or Bia. And then the Nisuin, our minig is that we do Kiddusha Kesef, we do Shava Kesef, we give a ring, Shava Kesef. And then we have Nisuin that she becomes an Eshes Ish Bebeis Habal. The Arus is an Eshes Ish Shalob Bebeis Habal, and the Nisuin is Achnosa L'Veshuso. She becomes an Eshes Ish B'Beis Habal, and then we apply the rule of Beis Zuishtoi to the Nisua. Yeah, exactly how do you do Nisuin? That's the first daf, the right on the first daf, on that base, and the Rif asks. how do you do Nisuin? And it never says how you do Nisuin. So the Rambam's opinion is that it's either Bia or Yichud HaRoi LeBia. Others disagree. They say Badekin is the Nisuin. The Mordechai, at the end of the first parak, says the Badekin is the Nisuin. Others say standing under the canopy is Nisuin. That's a question, what is accomplished by standing under the canopy? Whether the canopy constitutes a Tzivus HaPesach in all four directions, so it's like Hachnosa to a separate room. There are other people standing under the canopy also, the rabbi, the witnesses, the Eidim, the parents, a lot of other people standing there too. But it means that Baal had the wife go into his special room that was specially designated for the purpose of Nisun. That's called, it's not Yichud, but it's called Hachnosa L'Rishu Sabal. So is that why? Because it's a Tzuras HaPesach, or because the Farasta Kanafech Alam Asecha, not so much a Tzuras HaPesach. If it's a Tzuras HaPesach, then all you need are the four poles and four strings on top of the four poles. You don't need the cloth at all. And it would be good even if it's plastic on top, even if it's wood on top. And others insist, no, that it has to be cloth on top. That really what it is, a Farasta Kanafecha Alam Asecha, like the Badekin. Except that years ago, they would always do a badek, and the Kala went to mikveh before she marched down to the chuppah. They would decide a few days in advance. They wouldn't hire a caterer, they wouldn't hire an orchestra months in advance, they wouldn't hire a photographer months in advance. People wouldn't travel in from Arba Kamfas Haaretz. All the people who lived in the neighborhood would show up at the wedding, so they would announce this week that next week we're going to have a wedding. So the Kala would always go to mikveh in advance, and the Chosim would do for us the Kanafecha Lamasecha. He would do the Badeka. And today, because a lot of times the girl didn't go to mikveh before, so no one want to embarrass the girls, so and we don't want to make a distinction. Sometimes he is going to put the talus over her head for us the Kanafecha Lamasecha, sometimes not. So we have the cloth on top, and that's what the canopy represents. Not so much a Tzuris HaPesach, a separate Rishus, but rather the cloth of the canopy of Farasna Karafecho Alam Asecho. So that's how you do Nisuin. The Ksuba, when we talk about a Ksuba, so we're talking about a piece of paper. The requirement for a piece of paper, that's not a din. No one holds that Ksuba is the Raisa. The Chasan has to give the Kala a piece of paper that's signed by witnesses on the bottom. That's not a din the Raisa. That's a din de rabban. The girl shouldn't think that she always has to give in to any whim of the husband, otherwise he's going to divorce her right away and she'll be left high and dry. So that's only a gzeira mid rabban. Also lahasha sisishtoi shoachas b'lasuba, that's Reb Meir's din. Later in the Masechta we paskin like that. So the piece of paper, the ksuba that's needed, is only mid rabban. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus lists off how many mitzvahs. The Rambam in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah lists off all the Taryag mitzvahs. And then at the beginning of every section, it tells you how many mitzvahs he's going to cover in this section. So in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, he writes, he's going to cover a whole list of mitzvahs. Two of them are, one mitzvah is Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin, to get married Biksuba Vikidushin. And the second mitzvah is Lifres Velirves, to have children. So it's a chiddush that the Rambam holds that to get married is a mitzvah, at least each of the ksuba the kedushin. What does it mean, ksuba? That he has to give her a ksuba. The Rambam happens to paskan in this sugi, daf yud amanal, that ksuba is lav deraisa. So why all of a sudden over here, at least each of the ksuba the kedushin? So the pashtus, he doesn't mean the document of the ksuba, he doesn't mean the obligation to pay the money in the ksuba. Ksuba means the shibude ksuba, the shibude issues of sher ksisva nasa lo yigra. The Gemara later has a machlekes in Makkas, and the Gemara has it in Bob Metzi and different Mesichtas. A man marries a woman, Harriet Mukudesh Isli Amanosh, and Lochalai, Sher Ksus. He doesn't want to be obligated to have to support the wife. So there's a machlekes Hatanoim, Rab Meir and Rab Yudah. So Rab Meir holds Masal Mashkos Matara, tonight bottle. And we pass like Rab Yudah, that if Dabisha Bimaman, Tanoi Kaim. This is Dabisha Bimaman. So the Rama means to say there's a mitzvah lisa isha biksuba vikidushin. You should marry a girl where there'll be shibude issues. There should be shibude mashek sis viyana. True, you can marry a girl and say, Ariyat Mekodesh Isli, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Ariyat Mekodesh Islam Alas, Shein Lecha like Sher Ksus, he won't be obligated, and the marriage will be, marriage will take effect, and he won't be Meshubah to support her, but he will also not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, Lisa Isha, Biksuba Vikidushin. Biksuba means with Shibudi Haksuba, it doesn't mean with the amount of money of the Ksuba. The Raman Paskins Aksuba is love, there is. The word Ksuba can mean different things in different contexts. Sometimes it means the piece of paper, that is the ksuba. Sometimes you're talking about the chiyuv moment, the amount of money that you mechuyev to give, ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa, the ike ksuba. We discussed the three different parts to the ksuba, the ike ksuba, the amount that you mechuyev ben atorah, the pashtus says it's chamishim shekel kesef, kesef ishkol kemor habesulus. We write masayim zuz, because there are four zuzim in a shekel. So if you multiply 50 shekelim times 4 zuzim, so you have masayim zuz. But then we add on much more, that's the ikke ksuba, is masayim zuz. Chamishim shekel kesed. Then we add on, hosuf lamin delay, the chosin adds on, tosefes ksuba, 100 meyer zukukin kesed tzor. And then he assesses the value of all of the clothing and the jewelry, whatever her parents bought her, that she brings into the marriage. Years ago they used to write an exaggerated amount that was way more than the true value was. There was also Tosefis, he made her Hados Baldin, that she brought in so much into the marriage, even though she didn't bring in that much at all. Meir Zukukin Kesef Tzor. You're assessing how much everything is worth, it's Meir Zukukin Kesef Tzor. Then we write Sachakol, Masayim Zukukin Kesef Tzor. So that's a question, what do you mean Sachakol? That's a Sachakol, you add it up to some total of the second and the third amounts. He added up Meir Zukukim Tosefes Ksuba, and Meir Zukukim Nichsitzon Barzal. He's assessing the value of all of the property that she's bringing into the marriage, the clothing, the jewelry, the automobile, whatever her parents bought her. So that's Masayim Zukukim Kesef Tzor. But you forgot to mention the original Chamishim Shekel Kesef, the 200 Zuz. What happened to that? So that's a Diyun and Achreinim. When Lemaisa, the couple, gets divorced and he has to pay, you say that since we write Sachakom and Saim Zukuk, that's a Sachakol that absorbs everything, that covers even the Ike Ksuba as well. What do you say? No, the Sachakom and Saim Zukuk and Kesef Tzorov means the amount that's over and above the Ike Ksuba, and he has to pay the Ike Ksuba as well. So that's a Diyun and Achreinim. The Nachla Shiva quotes the Achreinim. Nachla Shiva is a Sefer on Hilchos Ksubas. He comments on every word, every phrase that appears in the Ksuba. And he quotes all of the Achreinim have what to say. So here the Gemara has a whole discussion where the Ksuba deraisa, lav deraisa, they're not talking about Sher Ksus V'yoyna. That for sure is deraisa. The Rama thinks that's part of the definition of the mitzvah. Lisa Isha B'Ksuba V'Kedusha. If he doesn't have the Shibudi Sher Ksus V'yoyna, he's not Yotze the mitzvah marriage. A marriage is Chal, but he's not Yotze the mitzvah with this kind of a marriage. So the Gemara has a machloikis tanoim, and apparently a machloikis amoraim how to paskin, with the ksuba deraisa, a ksuba lav deraisa. Lamai nafkemina, what's the difference with the ksuba deraisa, lav deraisa? The question is, it says in the Chumash, if a man is ma'anis and mafata, a girl has to pay kesef yishkol, kemohar habesulois. His man madan Torah, the practice clearly was that when a girl got married and she was a besulo, so the chosim would obligate himself to give her ksuba Masayim Zuz, 50 shkolim. So if man is ma'anis and mafata girl, he makes it impossible for her to ever get such a shidduch. She's already a ba'ulo. So he was mafsid her the ability to get a ksuba masayim. So that's why the Torah says, kesev yishkol kamar hapsulus. So the question, so the Tanoim had a debate. The fact that the Torah says you have to pay chamishim shekel kesef ha'anis and mafata is based on the premise that that's how much you have to pay for ksuba. The ksuba is deraisa. Oh no, that was the practice bisman matan Torah. The Torah is just writing the oinus mefata money. You have to pay because he mafsin her the ksuba, but the ksuba itself is only a minig bisman matan Torah and is not binding at all. So the pashta says that that's the machlokes atanoim. If you ksuba deraisa, what you mean is that the pasuk is saying. Kesef Yishkol Kamor Apsula is that not only is there a chiyuv men ha'Torah to pay chamish mshekel kesef ha'inis ha'mefata, there's a dim in Atar that whenever a couple gets divorced, the husband has to pay the wife ksuba. It's self understood that that's a milva haksuba Torah. Torah imposes whether the husband wants or not. The Torah imposes a chiyuv of ikka ksuba. Or should I say, no ksuba love their eyes? This is the meaning, this ma matan Torah, but it's not necessarily their eyes. So the mainach kemina, what's the difference? Bottom line, Allah al-Maisa, what's the difference? So the pashtus in the Gemara is that there are several differences. So one of the differences is the Gemara quotes seven lines from the top. Tana says in the Maisa, oh knas chachamim hu etikva elamene ziburis. Since it's only a penalty, midrabbana, you only collect ziburis. Saying Mark Knossa, my Knossa, why is it a penalty? What did he do wrong? The man marries a nice girl, then he dies. At the age of 120, he dies. So the girl has a right to collect suba. Why are you penalizing him? What's the Knoss? What did he do wrong? Knoss only if he did something wrong. El is of my name. Elaim is Agazo Helbet Takanas Chachamim, who take Bela Minaziburis. So it sounds from the Gemara that if he would have held that Ksuba Sisha is their Isa, she would have collected from Edis. Why would she collect Edis? So Tyson says, because in the Gemara, in the first parak in Baba Kama, the Gemara says that they're a choftal at Ovis Nezikin. Why they called Ovis Nezikin? Ovis Karl Hanach Techsid Mehedi Bekro. The opening Rashi writes in Baba Kama. Only called Ovis if you mention the Chumash, and then told the same Kayitzabem. If you have another activity where you cause the Hefsin moment that's sufficiently similar to this pasuk in Chumash, that's called toldus of the Ovis. The Ovis are those that are mefurish in Chumash. Yeah, but among the choftalot Ovis Nezikin, some of them are only the Rabbanon. Hametame v'hamdame v'hamanase, we assume is only the Rabbanon, because Hezek Shein and Nika. So you can't say Ovis Karel Harach Tefsid Mehed Yibekro. Hametame v'hamanase is only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says we use the term Ovis as a loshen mushal. It's a borrowed term. Ovis, why my karlu Ovis? Because you pay meitav. Why do you pay meitav on all the choftalot Ovis Nezikin? There's a fantastic zereshava tachas nesina yishalem kesef that covers all of these choftalot Ovis Nezikin that you all pay meitav. So if you hold that ksuba deraisa, the simple meaning in the Mar is that ksuba should collect from meitav, because it says kesef yishkol kemor habesulos. And kesef is one of the four lucky words, tachas nesina yishalem kesef. So that zereshava kesef kesef not only tells you that Einus and Mefata pay Meitav, it tells you also that Ksuba Sisha pays Meitav. But if one holds that Ksuba is Lav Deraisa, Hametami v'hametami v'hametaseh also pays Meitav. Aye, but it's only with the Rabbanon. So if it's only with the Rabbanon, so there's no Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava, Tachzahin Shalom Kesef, only applies to things that are in Chumash. The answer is, yeah, it's only Midirabbanon. Minatara is called the Hezek Shein and Nikar Lav Shmei Hezek, so you don't pay. Midirabbanon, they declare that you got to pay. So they said, it's Kei Deraisa Tikkun, just like Odom HaMazik has to pay for Meitav, so Matam Emdam Menasech has to pay Midirabbanon and Meitav along the lines of the Din Deraisa. So here the Gemara sounds like it says, if ksuba is there, if ksuba is their raisa, they would have been meitav. Because it's based on the pasuk, kesef yishkol, kesef is part of the gzera shava. But because ksuba is lav their raisa, so therefore it's ziburis. Why don't you say, kol the tikkun rabban kein the raisa tikkun? The tamim dam menasech is only midirabbanon. But midirabbanon is considered like adam hamazik. So adam hamazik pays meitav. Why shouldn't this be the same? Why shouldn't this be the same? If ksubas love their isa, so who made it binding? The Chachamim, what authority do they have? Hefka bezna hefka. How does hefka bezna hefka work? How does that work?
Don't they fall into a nezek in general? It's a gezeira of it's also nezek midrabanan, it falls into the categories of nezek. Maybe this is totally a new branch. Suba, the chid kek subas.
Yeah, the Gemara there in Hanizokin makes it clear. If you hold Hezek Shein and Nika, Lav Shmei Hezek Minatoira, so it's not that Midir Rabbanon and Shmei Hezek. If Midir Rabbanon would have been Shmei Hezek, then the Gemara says it would have been a Shinui. Then it would have been considered a Shinui by a Gozal Chometz for Ova Olava Pesach. It would have been a Shinui, and Shinui would be Koine. So the Gemara makes it clear that even if you hold Hezek Shein Nika Shmei Hezek, so it's Hezek Menatar. If Hezek Shein Nika La Shmei Hezek, it's not that it's even a Hezek Midirabban. It's still La Shmei Hezek, but it's along the lines of Mazik. It's along the lines of Mazik. So since Mazik pays Meitav, this pays Meitav also. But over here, what by the Ksuba? That's what I was thinking of. Maybe you have to say Hefke Bezna Hefke. How does Hefke Bezna Hefke work? So just like I can be Mafka my property, someone else, no one else can be Mafka my property. And in the Mafka Dovashen Shaloi, Ain't in the Mafka Dovashen Shaloi, so Ain't on the Mafka Dovashen Shaloi. But the Bezna has the authority to be Mafka my property. Bezna has the right to act as if they're the Bailim on my property. So if I would want to accept upon myself an obligation, an ischaibis midas, to give an amount of money to someone else. So I can accept such an obligation. This is machlekes the Rama Metesis. If a person says, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000. So the Rama says, I have to give you the money. And Tesis says, I don't have to unless we made a kinyan. The Rama says, no kinyan is needed. The Rama says, you only need a kinyan if it's a ischaibis ala tanai. If I say, hereby I obligate myself to give you $100,000, if you make a siyum on the home mesichta by next Wednesday. If I say Allah tonight, but if it's not Allah tonight, the Rambam says that there's no need for a ma'aseh kinyan. Even according to Tosfos, that normally you do need a ma'aseh kinyan, but Tosfos agrees there are rare cases that, where there are exceptions to the rule, that the person can create a hischaibus on himself without any need for a ma'aseh kinyan. A person can accept upon himself an obligation. to pay money to someone else without any need for a ma'asekin, just by expressing what Gemira's does. See, the Besna expressed the Gemira's does. Besna says, whenever a man gets married, we want the man to know we are hereby accepting upon him an obligation. Whatever he could have done, midaita, he could have been mafke his property. So they have a right to be mafke his property. So he could have accepted upon himself an obligation to give his wife an amount of money. So they accept upon him an obligation to give an amount of money. So that's like a hischaivis midah. So that's what I thought along the lines of what you just said, that the Minchas Chinuch says, the tzad hashava of the ol hachofta al rabbis nizikin is, that it's a milv haksuva b'Torah. Torah imposes the chiyuv. If you have a halvoah, so then the different opinions, whether you pay minator, whether you balchayv is dina bebeinus. But we pass on that's only with the rabbon. There was an opinion that balchayv minator is dina beidus, we haven't accepted that. Then there was another opinion in the Yerushalmi, in the Babli, you don't have the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes, there was an opinion that balchayv minator is dina bebeinus, so we don't accept that either. We assume minator balchayv is dina beziburis. And it's only with the Rabbanan that they elevated it from Ziburis to Beinonis. They Shalotin al Delos Bifnei Lovin. If you say that the guy does a favor to the other one, he lends him money, he can only collect Ziburis, that people won't want to lend money to anybody else. If for doing a favor, they bop me over the head, they're going to pay me back with Ziburis. So Minatar is Dina Ziburis, and the Rabbanan they elevated it to Beinonis, yeah. Because that's it's a Hischaivis Midas. By Hischaivis Midas, Mikar Adin, the din should really be Ziburis. Yeah, so the Gemara says over here, there should have been such a difference. If it's a din with the Rabbanon, what's a din? So Basisha collects from Ziburis. So the Gemara presents it, since the whole din is only with the Rabbanon, so I understand why the din is at Ziburis. And if the din would have been that Ksubasisha is deraisa, then the din would have been menatar, that it would have been meitav. The din would remain like that, midirabbanon, that the din is meitav. Nah, there's a Ramban later on the Kuf Yudam and Beis. I was going to quote from the Mishnah Kuf Yudam and Beis. So he says, we never heard any Tana and Shas who holds that the Ksubasisha collects from Ziburis. Aye, but if you hold Ksuba deraisa, and you hold Tachas Nesini and Shalom Kesef, so Taisa explains why they felt it essential to knock it down. And a third day, maybe it was Dina Meita, but the Rabbanon, they knocked it down. Okay. So one possible Nafkamina would have been, is it Mika Radin, is it Dina Biziburis? Or is it only Midirabbanon Dina Biziburis, but Minatar is really Dina Meita? Yeah. What's the Din Bizmanazel Ochala Maisa? If a woman goes to collect ksuba, she only gets ziburis. So we always write into the text of the ksuba that the husband is mishabe mikol shvar arag nichse mikinyon disli tchos kol shmaya. He's mishabe mikol shvar. Shvar means shapira, good, meitav. Arag nichsen. What is arag nichsen? The arag nichsen, the Ramban al Chumash writes by the Eitz Hadas. It says in the Chumash describing the Eitz Hadas, it was Nechmad Lamare v'tov lahaskel. So now in the word Nechmad Lamare, the Targum Monk, let's write the Merageg Lemechazi. It was very desirous to look at. The Merageg Lemechazi. So the Ramban writes that the word Esrog has that name. The different traditions, what was the Eitz Hadas? Nobody holds that it was an apple. That's in Christian paintings they have, that the forbidden fruit was an apple. Nobody holds that it was an apple. So some say that it was an esrog. Why? Because the Targum Onkelos writes the merageg lemechazi, nechmad lemare, and the word merageg and esrog means desirous. That's pre-Eitz Hadar, a very desirous thing. So the Ramban Chumash writes, just like we write in the Ksuba, mikol shvar arag nichsen v'kinyonim, the chosen is meshabed meitav. So let's say a Baal Chayiv collects beninus. What if the Baal Chayiv borrows $1 million from the halva, and he writes in the Shtar Halva, and I give you the right to collect from Meitav. So the Gemara in Gittin calls that a Shtar, Shekasa Ba'idis, a Shtar Chayiv, where the Lova wrote, I authorize the Malva, I give him the right to collect from Meitav. He gave him the right, so he has the right to collect Meitav. So not only can you elevate a Baal Chayiv for Beninus to Meitav, you can elevate a Ksubasisha from Ziburis to Meitav also. So we write, everyone who gets married writes, we are mishabed kol shvar arag nichse mikinyon adisli tchos kol shmaya. Shvar means the choice nechosim, arag nichsen, the desired nechosim, that means meitav. So bizman hazeh, if an isha comes to collect the ksuba, she would have the right to collect from meitav, because that's what the husband wrote. Just like a shtar halva shekasa ba'idis. The Gemara says he's going to Edis. So Ksubasisha, our minig is, it's already many centuries that we write on the Lashon like that. When Mishabit to give the wife Meitav, she collects Meitav. So the Zman says she collects Meitav.
Are we usually going to the Ksuba or are we usually Mochel?
In America, there used to be alimony laws. So the alimony is the same as the Ksuba. So the alimony always exceeded the amount of the Ksuba. So she doesn't have the right to collect twice. The ksuba and the alimony. She has a right to collect whichever is higher. So years ago, she always used to collect the alimony, which was way in excess of the ksuba. So it's understood she can't collect this twice the same thing. For many generations, when the Jews lived in Europe, so the Malchusa didn't have any loans of alimony. The people were so poor. It was a shaykh that he should pay the ksuba. So it was self-understood that girl's going to be machal ksuba. That was always the meaning. The meaning always was, when you give the get should be the last thing in the relationship between the husband and the wife. And the Ramah says, meaning was that you don't, all the decisions about division of property, about money, should all be made before you give the get. The get should, that's a meaning. The get should be the last thing, and then that should sever the relationship between the husband and the wife. So the husbands didn't have any money to pay, so what shaykh is going to pay ksuba? So So traditionally, the husbands will get divorced, and it would be understood the wife is going to be Moichel on the Ksuba. Or in America in more recent years, the wife was Moichel on Ksuba. She collected the alimony. But now the alimony doesn't cover it, and the husbands do have money, so let them pay. So let them pay the Ksuba. And Moshe Feinstein writes in his Sefer, based on this Gemara, how does the Gemara start on the top line? What are the differences, halacha l'maisa, whether ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa? So one difference is, did it start from Meitav and we knocked it down to Ziburis? Or did it start with Ziburis, so it's like Eschaivis Midas, and we left it there? Yeah, but the bottom line, halacha l'maisa, what's the difference? Bottom line, it is Ziburis. So that doesn't make any difference. So the Gemara has several nafkaminas l'dina. So on the top line, the Gemara has Amar Abnachman Meshmuel, the name of Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Chom Tiklahan ben Isol, Ksuba Masayim, it's a Takana de Rabbanon, so therefore, Behem Heminu, Shemam et Pesach Vasoch Matzasi Nehemon. So the Gemara sounds like if the din of Ksuba would have been a din deraisa, husband would be able to taina, I don't have to pay the Ksuba. He wouldn't be believed to say, Pesach Vasoch Matzasi, and therefore I'm parted from paying. But because the whole chiyuv ksuba is only in the rabbanon, so heim heminu, heim amu v'heim amu. What kind of an emunus is this? What kind of an emunus is this? So Gemara says it's a ruba d'leisa kamon. The word chazaka has six different meanings. So here the word chazaka means in the sense of a ruba d'leisa kamon. The probability is elon terech v'suda mafsida. B'zmana Gemara, it was self-understood that the chosen had to pay for the wedding dinner. So the guy's not going to go through the whole expense and pay a fortune of money yesterday for the whole wedding, and then the next morning he's going to wake up and tell the Baba Mais and say Pesach Posof Matzosi if it's not true. Eidonim Terech Pesudam Avsidam. So because you have a Ruba Deleisa Kamon, so that's why he's potter from paying. In Holchem Amam Menach Aroid means he can't be Motzi Mama from a Muchzak based on Aroid. Here the Aroid is supporting the Muchzak, the Aroid is supporting the husband. So Mikra Din, it says, if it's really such a good Rav, it should work even if Ksuba is there, Isa. There's a Rav that says that he's telling the truth. Because Adanim Taret is with the Mafsino. Gemara is not so convinced that it's a Rav. Not so Mukhrach that there is such a Rav. So if Ksuba is only the Rabbanon, so then you say, Hey Mamr, Hey Mamr. Hey Heminu, if he says Pesach Vosach Matzasi, we say it's a right, but if it would have been, the Ksuba would have been a real Chiyav Deraisa, husband would not be believed to have such a taina. Yeah. How do we still have that din, Bizman Azad? That's where Moshe Feinstein asked in his Sefer. Bizman Azad, the common practice is that the girl's father pays for the wedding. The boy's side pays for some of the other things, some of the incidental. But the main wedding dinner is paid for by the girl, not by the boy. So how come the din is still in Shulchan Aruch Ad HaYom Hazeh? Rav Moshe thinks, big Kiddush, that when the girl's father pays for the wedding, it's self-understood that that's a loan. And in the event that they get divorced later, the loan is collectible. So the chassan has to not only pay, he has to cough up the ksuba, masayim zikuk and kesed tzarev, he has to pay for the wedding expenses as well. And if the girl's father spent $100,000 on the wedding, then the chassan, when he divorces his wife, he has to pay her $100,000. Self-understood that that was a loan.
What does it mean that the rove?
Here the rove, the chazaka is the rove. The rove supports the muchzak. It's not the rove to take away. In halacha mamarach a rove l'hotzi mamon from a muchzak. You can't be motzi mamon from a muchzak based on rove. But if the rove is liftor as a muchzak, so then it should be good. So this is a chazaka, this is a roif to support the muchzak. So even if the chiyuv ksuba would have been the raisa, it should also be good. Chazaka neinam terech besud demapsida. The answer is that the Gemara was not so convinced that it's a roif. So if the shibud ksuba is really the raisa, you wouldn't pater him based on the roif. But because the whole shibud ksuba to begin with is only the rabbanon, so he thought you can be mekel in such a case. But Mikra Adin, if you really have a valid chazok, a valid roif, and the roif supports the muksak, so then the roif would pater even a chiv deraisa.
The Rebbe said he had to pay $100,000. He couldn't taina that the for me it would have been enough $30,000.
He wanted to marry a rich girl. He wanted to marry a rich girl, and then for the rich girl, yeah, I got to have a nice big wedding. Because rich people have a lot of friends, and it's expected a lot. I don't think so. I don't think so. So he has to pay all the money. So again, so the main nafkamina the Gemara has over here is whether this nemonis, if the husband would be believed, he comes to Bezdin the very next morning and says Pesach Pesel Pesosi, would it be believed to Lahapsidu Ksubasa? So if Ksub is only the Rabbanon, then he would be believed. Yeah. What's another nafkamina the Gemara has? Whether Ksub is the Raisa the Rabbanon. Gemara has a nafkamina. But he pays me mois kaputki or he pays me mois Eretz Yisrael. What's the issue over there? What's the issue? So the Tanoim, mois Eretz Yisrael are less valuable than mois kaputki. Mois kaputki are more valuable. So if they got married in kaputki and they got divorced in kaputki, so it's self-understood he has to pay. Everything that took place in kaputki, self-understood he has to give him mois kaputki. He got married in Eretz Yisrael, got divorced in Eretz Yisrael, so everyone agrees, pay him more as Eretz Yisrael. What if the marriage was in one location and the collection of the ksuba, the divorce with the collection of the ksuba, is in the other location? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So Reb Shimon Gamliel holds in the Mishnah that ksuba is their raisa. And since ksuba is their raisa, so it depends at the time of the shibum, when he was mishabin himself, when they wrote the document. And accepted upon himself the obligation. So which mois does he have to pay from over there? And because the other Tanoim hold, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the other Tanoim hold that the Ksuba is lav deraisa, so the Gemara has a lash in them, Nikul the Ksuba shonu kan. So if either the Shibud or the Gviya is going to take place in Eretz Yisrael, so then you go the Kula in both directions, in either direction, yeah. What are we talking about? Tosis wants to know. What are you talking about over here? What do you mean? The mois kaputkia are more valuable than the mois Eretz Yisrael? So in bottom line, dollars and cents, he's going to have to pay more money? Well, no, he's going to pay the same amount of money. The only question is, which coins is he going to pay her? She would prefer to get mois kaputkia. And he wants to give her mois, let's say, they got married in Italy, and they got divorced in Eretz Yisrael. And she wants him to pay her in Israeli coins, in Israeli money, and he wants to pay her in Italian money. She doesn't want Italian money. She would prefer to have Israeli money because they live in Eretz Yisrael now, and Italian money is not yotze behotzor. So what are we talking about all this? So Tosfos has two pshatim. Whether you're talking in dollars and cents, you have to give if you hold shibuda dera, if you hold ksuba deraisa, you have to give the higher amount of money. When mois kaputki means a higher amount of money? Or no, it means the same amount of money, but which matbeis do you have to give it? So this is a long discussion. Shitim Kobetzes quotes the Ramban and Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis on this. In the beginning of Bava Kama, Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam Hayaroga Loima Gibbon Dinim Heim. Rabbeinu Tam says he collected all the different Gemaras. He came up with there are three halachas. By Mazik, Karen Shemiregel, Olachofta Larabas Nezikin, so you can either pay Kesef or Shove Kesef. And when it comes to Shove Kesef, Metaltalim, so the Gemara says, Kol Mili Meitavu. Everything has the status of Meitav. How is everything Meitav? So the Gemara says, "Dilo mizdaben hachem mizdaben mamas achrita." If no one wants to buy the junk, oh, they have old svarim at home, have old used furniture. So in Washington Heights, maybe we won't find too many customers for the old svar I have. But dilo mizdaben hachem mizdaben mamas achrita, I can always bring it to a different city, and I'll find customers over there. So that's why the Gemara says, "Kol mili meitavu, all metalfum have the dinah meita." If you're paying from karka, then you're supposed to pay meita. By the Chofta of the Rabbis Nezikim. So you can pay Lechatchili the Kesef or Shove Kesef. Or if you're paying Karka, then you say it has to be Davke Meitav. Yeah. What if it's a Halvoa? So then the Rabbi and Tam says, Zuzi Yoyeb Zuzi Shokal. Since he lent the money, so it's understood that if he has cash, he should pay back by cash. You shouldn't pay him back with karka. He shouldn't pay him back with shavi kesef. But the Gemara says, "Mimorer ashvasach pare efra." When it comes to collect from the Baal Chayiv, take whatever he gives you, even if he gives you junk, even if he gives you subin. So Taisa says, yeah, that if he doesn't, that's if he doesn't have any cash. But if I lent the money, it was a halvoya. So since Zuzi Yoiv, Zuzi Shokel, I lent him cash, self understood, he has to pay back with cash. So that, and then the third din is Schiras Poyalim, that if I had somebody work for me, and then at the end of the day, he says, I owe him whatever, $1,500 for the work that he did. So I have no right to say, take some of my old furniture, take some of my old svarim that are worth $1,500. I have to pay him dapka with cash. Elovun oseis naso, that's a special din. Rabbi Natan quotes a gemara in the end of Bava Metzia. The schiras poelim, the poel can insist he wants dapka kesef. So the question is, when the Rabbi Natan said that one of the three dinim is a balchoiv, a halvoya, so because the Malva lent money to the Loive, he lent cash to the Loive, so l'chatchila the Loive should pay back cash to the Malva, that's only actually if he lent the money. What if I made a hischaibis midas? He never lent me cash. You see, if he lent me cash, that's taka zuzi yoiv zuzi shokol, that's the loshen of Tosfos. He lent the money, he's believed to pay back money. The Torah has Neshach kesef, neshach choychel, neshach kol dovar sheyishach. So the Chavos Das writes in Hilchas Ribis that from the pasuk we learn that if I borrowed, let's say, 10 ounces of silver from another dentist, mikra din amuchiv to pay back 10 ounces of silver. And if I borrowed, let's say, 20 pounds of potatoes, mikra din amuchiv to pay back 20 pounds of potatoes. The Rabbanan made an issa that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to borrow saw b'saw. You're not allowed to borrow a bushel of grain now on the understanding that next year I'll give you back a bushel of grain, because the value of the grain may go up and it'll turn out that I'm paying ribis. But that's only with the Rabbanan. When I tell the din is mi'ikir adin, that's what you are mechuyev to give back, saw b'saw. If I borrowed silver, I'm mechuyev to give back silver. If I borrowed cash, I'm mechuyev to give back cash. If I borrowed potatoes, I'm chayiv to give back potatoes. So that's the shaila when the Rabbein in time says, Zuzi yoiv, zuzi shokol, because the Malva lent cash to the Loibis, so the Loibis chayiv to pay back cash. That's only literally because Zuzi yoiv, zuzi shokol. So that's the Tosis in the beginning of Bava Kama has that on Daf Tes. You look in Bava Basra, in the middle of Bava Basra, Tosis shows from the Gemara, even if he made a his chayivus midas, not that the other fellow lent me $1,000 in cash. I accepted it by myself an obligation to give him $1,000. Still, l'chatchil, if I have cash, I have to pay cash. Even though you can't apply the svara zuzi yoiv zuzi shokel, it's not covered with the xeris hakos, but that's the ikar din of halvoa, that the loiv is mechuyev to pay back neshech kesef, neshech chechel, neshech kol davar sheyishach, mechuyev mikra din to give back the same thing. No, even if it's a hischaibis midas, if he has cash available, he's mechuyev to pay back with cash. So that's the pashtus over here. When a couple gets married and the chosen has to give his wife a ksuba, so it's self-understood that he's going to pay in cash if he has cash available. Doesn't have cash available, so it's not like schiras poelim, that you tell the balabais, you sell your old books and you sell your old furniture and you cough up, you get the money and you pay the poel with cash. It's not the same as schiras poelim. By his chayvus midas, if he has cash, he's mechuyev to give cash. If he doesn't have cash available, then he can't give shavu kesef. So that's the shaila over here. Fellow has Italian cash. They got married in Italy, they got divorced in Eretz Yisrael. So the girl says, I want to have Italian money. He says, I want to have Israeli money, whatever. So what's mikra din? Mikra din is mechuyev to give back cash. So which one is cash, which one is shavu kesef? So let's say for the purposes of pinyan ma'aser sheni. For the purposes of Pidyum Ha'Shesheni, it says, V'tzata kesef b'yadecho, you have to be, Pidyum Ha'Shesheni can only be on kesef. You can't do Pidyum Ha'Shesheni on shavu kesef. So what's kesef? Kesef is whatever is declared by the government as legal tender. Which government? Which government? In Italy, Italian money is legal tender. In Eretz Israeli money, American money is legal tender. Israeli money in America is not legal tender. Let's say I have my Susheni in America and I have a matbea that I brought with me from Eretz Yisrael to America. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I had a big matbea. I was paid all of my Susheni in that coin. And I come to America. The minute I leave Eretz Yisrael, the matbea becomes Shove Kesef. It's not Kesef, so I can no longer use it. Min HaTorah. I can't use the Israeli coin for the purpose of pidyon my Susheni. The two girsas in the Gemara, in the end of Bava Kama, and the Rambam and the Ravid have these two girsas by Hilchas Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. How do you determine which coins you have to use for the purpose of Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni? Israeli coins or Italian coins or American coins, does it depend on the location of where the person is doing the Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni? Does it depend on the location where the coins are? Let's say it's an Israeli coin that's in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm making Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni in America. So the coin B'Mokom Shehu is in Eretz Yisrael. It's an Israeli coin in Eretz Yisrael. That's called Kesef. But I'm making Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni on Paris in America. So those are two girsas in the Gemara. So some Rishonim say this dispute between the husband and the wife, whether he has to give a Mo'az Kaput Kiyo, Amos Eretz Yisrael, there's no difference in dollars and cents. This has two pshatim. So one pshat has no difference in dollars and cents. It's just a din, Zuza Yoiv, Zuza Shokel, but not in the sense Zuza Yoiv, Zuza Shokel. That's the Ikechiv of Halva, that you have to give back same type of a thing that you borrowed. There was no Halva over here. It's like a Hischaivis Midas.
Is either the Makam of the Meiser or the coins?
Yeah, theoretically there should have been a third possibility, the Makom where the Ma'aseh Sheni is. So that no one has that girsa. The Rambam and the Ravid have two girsas. Does it depend where the coin is, or does it depend on where the person is doing the Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni? Well, theoretically there should have been a third possibility. Does it depend where the location of the Ma'aseh Sheni is? So there is no such girsa. Okay, it's bad enough we have two girsas in the Imam. We don't need three. So the two gears is whether it depends on the makam amadbeah or it depends on the makam of the poida. And it's very nafkamina ledina. If you have an Israeli coin in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm in America, I'm being poida my susheni here on my Israeli coin in Eretz Yisrael. Is that called kesef or is that called shove kesef? So here, half of the Rishonim say we're talking, there's no difference in dollars and cents. But whenever you have cash, so the lechatchil is supposed to pay with cash. So if ksubas the rabbanon, they say mikuli ksubas shanukan. He has the right to go lakula in either direction. He can give either the Italian matbeis or the Israeli matbeis, whichever one he wants to give. Even though the girl is unhappy about that, it's ksuba deraisa, so you make a lot. But if you hold that ksuba is deraisa, so then the pashta says it depends where he got married, and the makam has chayvus. Makam Eschaibis, he obligated himself to give the girl this amount of money in the event that he divorces her. So self-understood, he has to give her and those matbeis, that, and she would prefer to have those matbeis. That's according to the one girsa, that's according to the one pshat in Tosis. That the whole nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim is which matbeis they have to give in, but it's not a difference in dollars and cents. Okay, but in that tomorrow we'll have to continue the Gemara. Take a look, there's a long sheet of Mekubetz, it's on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Has a lot to say, it's problematic whether it really fits into the Gemara. Okay. Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Exubus, yeah. Where this Mishnah comes from. Mois Kaput is on Kuf Yud Amud Beis.
We're doing Gemara tomorrow?